This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams in for Kai Rizdal. The conversations we're having right now in this country about race and racism in the wake of the killing of George Floyd are, first of all, overdue and also hard, depending on who you are. But we're having them, a lot of them. And Hollywood has noticed. A couple of big documentary projects about civil rights in America have been greenlighted and are getting funded. Marketplace's Jasmine Gartz reports.
Documentary films have always had a hard time getting funded. They just don't easily translate into box office hits. Professor Mia Mask with Vassar College says when it comes to investment,
filmmakers of color have an even more difficult time. Certainly there are outliers, Spike Lee and obviously Ava DuVernay's 13th and her wonderful work. But there are many filmmakers of color, Black and Latino in particular, who really struggle.
Hollywood has been vocally supportive of the ongoing protests demanding racial justice. There's been a lot of talk about the need for more diverse writers' rooms, but artists and activists say Tinseltown needs to put its money where its mouth is, fund more diverse projects. Rashid Shabazz with the nonprofit Color of Change says it's time to look into
the question of resources and power, the decision about what gets greenlit and what doesn't, what gets more marketing budget and what doesn't. And often those things are cut against racial lines and often is a very black and white issue.
Funding is happening, just not entirely through Hollywood money. NBA stars LeBron James and Russell Westbrook have taken matters into their own hands and are producing various films about the Tulsa Race Massacre of 1921, in which hundreds of African Americans were killed and injured by white residents in Oklahoma. Professor Jason E. Squire from the University of Southern California says there is an audience.
You know, documentaries back in the day had a reputation of, oh, it's going to be very preachy and teachy, and I don't know if I'm going to go see it. And that's changed. A public appetite for documentaries has just increased exponentially.
If it gets made, people will watch, now more than ever. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.